This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A service tonight will remember one of the victims killed at Club Q in Colorado Springs. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The family of Raymond Green Vance has planned public viewings for the 22-year-old on Thursday and Friday evenings. Then on Saturday, loved ones will gather to release doves and hold a candlelight vigil. In a statement, Vance's family says he was a beloved son, grandson, brother, and friend. He was one of five people who died at Club Q. Families for the other victims say they're still organizing services for the coming days and weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Tonight's service is 4 to 8 p.m. at Swan Law Funeral Directors in Colorado Springs. Pueblo is getting close to $1 million for public safety and criminal justice issues. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The city is getting $774,000 in state funds to install LED lighting in three parks. The goal is to improve public safety by deterring crime and also by increasing the willingness of people to intervene as well as cooperate with police. The parks are high-use areas with swimming pools and are located in different parts of the city. An additional state grant of more than $130,000 is aimed at creating collaborative programs geared toward preventing youth involvement in gangs. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A former Mesa County elections manager plans to plead guilty in a voter tampering case. Sandra Brown is charged with official misconduct and trying to influence a public servant. Brown worked with Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who's also facing criminal charges of election tampering. Peters has pleaded not guilty, and her trial is set for next March. Peters' term as Mesa County Clerk ends in January. There will be a recount in the election for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch finished the first tally just 550 votes apart. That triggers a mandatory recount, and Colorado's Secretary of State has ordered that to begin. There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.